Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. Delighted to have you here just for a little while on this beautiful day. I don't know about you, but I am enjoying my Sunday. I was relaxing, and so I decided to turn on some relaxing jazz music, and I do not own the rights to this song that's playing in the background. It's just filling in. I did not feel like doing the theme song or anything like that. Actually, I just decided to do an impromptu episode because I've been thinking about it all day, and I've been doing quite a bit. Had the pleasure of beating my son Christian in the Uno five games straight. He didn't even win one. And then I had to get into my classwork. Just took my second quiz, got a 95. I'm proud about that. And I said, you know, before I move on, I'll just do a short episode. There were so many things on my mind. My wheels were just turning. I don't know about you, but this is a busy, busy season in my life. And there is so much going on. And I know. There is so much going on in this world around us, and who would expect it to be any different? You know, we've been through a lot of changes these last few years, especially, you know, with the COVID pandemic and all of the changes that have been ushered in. But, you know, if you're here and you're listening to my voice, and I'm here and I am speaking and I'm alive and well, I don't know about you, but I pray that you can say the same. We can say that we made it. And although we may be dealing with individual things in our lives, collective things as a country, as a nation, as a community, you know, we are still blessed. Think about that for a moment. You know, I woke up early this morning. I wake up often in the wee hours of the morning. And when I get up, you know, I get out of my bed and, you know, I walk past my son's room. He sleeps mostly with his door open. And so I get to peek in on him during the midnight and AM hours. And it always brings a smile to my face. I love to watch my son sleep, even, you know, when he was a baby. But it just gives me such comfort and such peace and such rest as a mom, as a parent, to know that your child is safe. And so my mind often goes off to those countries like Russia and Ukraine and all of these nations where we know that there's wars and all kinds of disasters and things going on. And I always say, thank you, God, for the peace. Thank you, God, for the peace that's around us. I like to go into my bathroom and, you know, I stand up on a tub sometimes and I just look out the window into the backyard and I just stay there for a few minutes. And I, you know, this is sometimes 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Believe it or not, I have a neighbor who sometimes comes out to smoke during those hours, and I always say a little prayer for him. But mostly is quiet. And I know that there are so many people who wish that they had that. And so even in that, I'm thankful. I'm grateful, you know, that we can lie down. And thank you, Jesus. I can lie down in peace. I go to bed with peace all around me. I wake up in the morning with peace all around me. That is nothing to take lightly. We can look at the news. You can listen to the news. You can see what's going on the face of this earth. And, you know, the Bible tells us that there will be perilous times. We are living in those times. There's so much more to come. There's so much more to come. There are things coming our way that, unfortunately, some people will not even be prepared for. I've been preparing for a long time as a girl, as a child, growing up in the church, growing up reading the Bible and even hearing prophecies about what is to take place in this day. And at this age and this stage in life, I look back and I marvel. I'm just amazed. I'm like, wow, I heard about this for so many years, and I couldn't even fathom it, you know, then. I couldn't even, but to be here in 2023, seeing these things, the technology, all of the things that have been birthed through the different ages, through the different dispensations that we've gone through, and I don't know about you, I'm still glad to be alive. Every single day that we wake up, it is first and foremost, it is a gift from the Most High God. I wake up every day. I don't care what is going on in my life. 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. Father, I thank you. I'm just so grateful for this day. I thank you for keeping my children and grandchildren. Thank you for peace all around. Thank you for keeping my neighbors. Thank you for keeping my family. And a lot of that, I'm saying it by faith because I don't even know what's going on with a lot of family members. And sometimes even my, you know, my adult children, they're grown, they're on their own, they're away from home. You know, I don't know what goes on from day to day, but I cover them in prayer. I pray for them. I speak life over them. I just read earlier in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. The Bible says, they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I start my day speaking life. And now that I have so many of the distractions out of the way, boy, I'm just flowing. Almost feel like playing my son's instrumental. It's entitled Coasting. It's on his SoundCloud page under SMNS, all capital letters. Coasting. That's what I'm doing these days, and I'm just enjoying it. I'm enjoying my walk with the Lord like never before. I'm enjoying this stage in my life. And trust me, just like anybody else, oh, I got some stuff going on. I have some serious stuff going on. But I don't stay up worrying about that. I don't get up worrying about that. There's a song my aunt used to sing. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all my fear is gone. Because I know who holds my future. And when you have that kind of confidence, when you have that kind of faith, you can rest assured. Just as Jesus slept on that boat during a storm, you can sleep. I'm in a storm right now, and I'm resting in that storm because I know he has it. I know he's already made a way. I know that I'm already coming out. I know that I'm coming forth, as my grandmother declared back in 1998, the last conversation we had before she left this earth, when she was telling me things, telling me, you know, you're the chosen one, baby. How many of you know the chosen go through a lot? And she said, oh, you're going to go through some more things, but know that God has not brought you this far to leave you. She said, and my God, I see you. I would never forget these words. And I would never forget that little chuckle my Grams had. That was my personal nickname for her. I called her Grams. Hey, Grams, how you doing? What's up, Grams? Oh, praise the Lord. I'm doing fine. And she told me, she instructed me in some things on that day. And she said, my God, I see you. I see you coming out. She said, and you're coming out as pure, beautiful, sparkling gold. I see. She said, my God, hallelujah. I see it, baby. You just remember, God has not brought you this far to leave you. That was back in 1998, a year after my mother's death. In a year before her other daughter, I was just talking about the song, Because He Lives. My Aunt Alicia used to sing that at our church when she would visit. They all died 1 year apart. And all that time, God has kept me. And she was right. Oh, I want to say, Grandma, you were right. You were so right, because I've been through so much and I'm still going through. But I have that assurance, just like the Hebrew boys, that I might be in a fire, but the fire is only burning up what's not needed. I might be in a fire, but I'm loose to walk around. I might be in a fire, but I'm not alone. The king looked in that fire and he said, wait a minute, hold up. Didn't we cast 3 men into the burning fire? They said, yes, O king. He said, well, I see 4 men loose and walking around. See, when they threw the Hebrew boys in, they were bound. He said, the 4th one looks like the Son of Man. So if you belong to Christ, if you truly are a believer, if you truly are following him, you can rest assured, even in the fire, that he is with you. I just read earlier, lo, I am with you always, even until the ends of the age. I get up every day, every single day, even knowing what I'm facing. I go to bed some nights with things on my mind. When I wake up in the wee hours, this is my secret. I don't allow the enemy to cause me to worry. I don't allow the enemy to cause me to fear. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and a sound mind. When I wake up and I can't go back to sleep, I just begin to pray. Even if I'm just lying there, I lie in the stillness. Once in a while, I would turn something on that I'm listening to. I'll turn it on low and just listen until I drift back off. But I begin to pray and I begin to thank God. I begin to meditate on his word. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Not only do I have that in the word, I'm so confident. I created a little poster and I put it on my wall. No weapon formed against me will prosper. That's Isaiah 54:17. And underneath it, I wrote another poster. I shall recover all. And I put pictures all around those posters. That's my wall of affirmation. Because I know without a doubt that God is bringing me out. So I don't have to worry. I don't have to fear. I don't have to fret. And you know what? If you belong to Jesus, then neither do you. I don't have to worry about what the enemy does. I don't have to worry about what he's doing. Because guess what? I like the way Dr. Miles Monroe used to say it. He said, Satan's only an unemployed cherub. He has no power. He's been disarmed. He's been dethroned. He was cast out of heaven. He's just an unemployed cherub. And the Bible says that he's walking about seeking whom he may devour as a roaring lion. He's not a lion like the Lion of Judah. He has no power. That's why he works and he operates through schemes and tricks. And unfortunately, there are many, many, many people out here who are deceived. Many, many people are falling for the tricks and the schemes and the traps of the enemy. And you know what? All you can do is pray for them. The Bible says, let everyone work out their own salvation before the Lord. It's like every man for himself. Doesn't mean you can't continue to love, try to help where you can and pray for people. But I'm at a point in my life, and especially after all that I have experienced, after all of the many people that I have helped through the years, and then you see how people can turn around and people will turn on you and all of that. You know, I don't have time for it. And so the Bible says not to cast your pearl before swine. You don't just keep turning around trying to give people who don't deserve what you have to give and letting them trample over you. That's not what God tells us to do. I pray for people and I keep it moving. I got to make it in. I don't know about you, but I'm not living down here. I haven't gone through all of the hell, all of the heartache, all of the pain to lose it in the end. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain this whole wide world and then die and lose his soul? I don't know about you, but it's not worth it. There isn't anything, there isn't anyone, and I've said this quite a few times. There's nothing, there's no one. And I'm sitting right here looking at my long length mirror in this studio closet with my brand new glasses on, you know, chilling with the cool look today. Yes, got my brand new my eye doctor frames on because, you know, I was reading and I was, you know, looking at the computer screen. And I don't normally keep my glasses on, but I thought, oh, you know, I'll just keep them on for a little bit longer. I'm trying to get used to them. But the day and the time that we're living in, listen, the hour is late. I am not going to allow anyone, nobody, nothing, as the girl said on one of Tyler Perry's plays. This is a long, long, long time ago. I saw Tyler's, some of his plays. But anyway, I'm not letting nothing interfere with my walk. Nothing and nobody is pulling me down. Not anymore. I'm free. Bible says he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I don't have time to be wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up. The Bible says no man who's been enlisted in the army, you know, the army of God, entangles himself back with the affairs of this world. I don't have time to be getting down with no foolishness. I'm living every day, striving to make it in. The Bible says, strive to enter in to the narrow gate. Narrow is the way. Broad is the way to destruction. I don't know about you. I don't have time to be following everything and everybody. I don't have time to be listening to foolishness. I don't have time to be dealing with foolish folk. Thank you, Jesus, for delivering me from all of that. And I'm comfortable where I am. I'm comfortable where he has me. I'm comfortable where he's taken me. I'm comfortable with who's in my life and who's not in my life. I'm comfortable with the pruning process. God has his way of doing things the way that he wants to do them. I was listening. I was in my car the other day and I was listening to a gospel station that I don't always listen to. And they played Daryl Coley's Sovereign. Man, I hadn't heard that song in years. I can remember when my mother died. It's back in 97. I was at my dad's, and you know, my dad had all of these CDs. He used to have racks and racks and racks of CDs. That's where my love of music came from. My father played all kinds of music when I was growing up. Some of that stuff he shouldn't have been playing around us, but you know, anyway. He played every kind of funk and jazz and blues and gospel and R&B and 70s, and you know, I was exposed to it at a young age. But anyway, I was just going through, and he's the reason why I love jazz to this day. Kenny G was my favorite because my father had a collection of a lot of jazz artists, so I got familiar with him and Boney James and different people like that. And so I was just looking through probably like 200 or so CDs, and I just was looking for something to bring comfort, and I came across Daryl Coley, and I had to put it on. I used to love that man's voice, such a beautiful, powerful, anointed voice, and I put on Sovereign. And so when that song came on in my car, it just took me back there. But it wasn't a sad thought. I wasn't just reminiscing or thinking about, you know, what I was dealing with all those years ago. I was really focusing on the word Sovereign. And he was saying, you know, God can do whatever he wants, when he wants to, how he wants to. Why? Because he's sovereign. The Lord is sovereign. And I kept listening over and over and over to his other song. He's preparing me. He's preparing me for something that I cannot handle right now. See, God knows everything. The word tells us he knows the end before the beginning, before God even started something, before he even started us. We were a thought in his mind, but we were already a finished product in his mind. He already knows. So why are we worrying? Why are we fretting? Why are we worried? The Bible says, don't fear the one that can kill the body. Fear the one that can kill the body and destroy the soul, and after that, have power to cast into hell. That's the one I fear. I don't know about you. Listen, the hour is late. I'm going to continue on my path. I don't care about what anybody's doing out there. I don't worry about, I'm not keeping up with anybody. I'm not on social media. I never really got into all of that. I do business and school and shopping and banking. All my banking is on. I do all of that, but I don't follow what people had. I don't care about celebrities. I didn't finish that thought. Had for dinner and where people are traveling and who's hooking up with who. And I kid you not, I could care less. I'm striving to make it in. These are the last days. You don't hear anything else I'm saying. This is the last hour. This is the last go around. This is the time to make it count. Doesn't matter about what happened yesterday. Forget about the failures of the past. Get up as grams and grandmas and your mama and them used to say, get up and dust your knees off and try again. It's time to live this thing like it's the last time, like it's the last days. I don't want to go before him and hear, depart from me, ye who worked iniquity. I never knew you. And Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out devils? Hey, he's talking to the church right there. People better wake up. People better get it right. All of you out there doing wicked, all of you out there doing all kind of things against God's people, thinking God's not seeing, he's not going to deal with you. Oh, rest assured, you will have your day. Because the Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We better get it together down here, y'all. It's time. It's time to stop playing. I'm confident tonight. that time is winding up, and I don't know about you, but I want to hear my Savior say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter ye into my rest." That's what I'm striving for. How about you? I pray for each and every one of you that you decide to make Jesus Lord of your life. I don't care where you are, don't know where you are, don't know what's going on, can't see your face. But if you're here on the face of this earth, and if by chance you happen to hear my voice, you happen to hear this podcast, I pray that you make him Lord of your life. And I pray that you spend the rest of your days on this earth living for him and allowing him to live through you so you can hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into my rest." You be blessed. Until the next time, whenever that will be.